USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack at a Chinese hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, Monday afternoon. At last report, three have died and nearly two dozen injured, some from jumping out of windows to escape the attack. Beijing on Tuesday advised its citizens in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible following the attack. The assailants were killed by security forces. Weather is front and center on this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. Just before he was scheduled to talk with U.S. lawmakers in Washington, the U.S. government had FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after being arrested in the Bahamas. The country's attorney general said the U.S. had filed unspecified criminal charges against the former crypto billionaire and was likely to request his extradition. Bankman-Fried was expected to testify before a House committee this week. He's being investigated for his role following FTX's sudden collapse last month. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday said he wants more time to work on a government budget that expires Friday.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays.
USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Twitter files being released by Elon Musk is exposing the federal government and Twitter employees meeting weekly to censor free speech and shadow ban others at a time of a presidential election. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, on Fox.
And it was intimidation and the whole pressing back and suppressing this key information just days before the most important election we have, the presidential election in the fall of 2020. So, yeah, we got to look into this and how political that Justice Department has become.
The government keeps pushing back their budget that expires Friday. This and other topics are taking shape up on the Hill this Tuesday.
Topping the list of must-pass bills, funding the government in the short term or longer term. The government runs out of money on Friday if there's no resolution. The defense bill is now in the Senate's hands. It may consider amendments this week. Democrats want more aid for Ukraine and worry that some Republicans will try to derail that if it's pushed to the next Congress. And the big long shot, an immigration bill that conservatives label amnesty. But the measure may get the support of the Border Patrol Union, which has been talking to senators from both parties. I'm Rich Johnson.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not hold a year-end news conference this year, suspending an annual tradition that dates back to the early days of his presidency. This year would mark the first time in a decade that Putin did not hold the event in December. Some are speculating his health may be in question. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.